weekly dose of what to watch and what to miss. Kahani is a film that I just urge you to watch. You want to watch it for the story, you want to watch it for the character Vidya, you want to watch it for the actor Vidya. Yes, it means I want you to stop listening to this right now and begin booking your tickets in the next window. Not only because Kahani is a must watch, but more because I fear I might spill the beans. Any word I say or not say might give the film away, and I'd feel extremely horrible if I was instrumental in giving anything away that the makers have so beautifully guarded. Well, at least so far. But Vidya Balan is something we can talk about. The lady just makes it difficult for you to pick a favorite from amongst her films. She just adds on to the list, doesn't she? Her character's vulnerability is indistinguishable from whatever the actor might have felt. And this is only in the first 10 minutes of the film. Your emotions towards her get only more sensitive as the film progresses. For a thriller that solely rests on the shoulders of one woman character, Kahani does a brilliant job of exposing just that little amount of material to both move the story forward and to keep you interested. It teases you, the seasoned thriller viewer, along the way too. The smart writing took me as a viewer through a roller coaster ride in just one moment. A moment, a twist, when I felt cheated. You know how you engage in a thriller and you want to feel smart about yourself by figuring out the mystery from the material that is given to you so far, and the writers then pull something out from thin air and you are left sulking and feel, you know, cheated. Kahani has that one moment, but soon enough it recovers. It gives you enough justification that you don't feel like that big a fool after all, you know. Speaking of moments, Kahani produces one moment of romance that entire two-hour films dedicated to the genre aren't able to create at most times. Same goes for the couple of times it makes you laugh too. The rare humor blends in very well given the serious topic. Kahani also has a couple of insightful moments where comments are passed about the prevalent system and you wonder at their truthfulness, their righteousness, and the debate they open the subject up to. It might sound like Kahani has it all, tragedy, comedy, drama, romance, and it does. Not to mention one of the few times, maybe the first, a mainstream Hindi film's camera has romanced Calcutta. But it's all gentle and fluid. You're looking at it throughout the 2 hours and you don't realize it. That's the beauty. And Kahani is something that you can enjoy with your kids, with your parents. It has a couple of gunshots that might look gory. But other than that, it's pretty all right. Well, that's it from Vogma today. Visit Vogma.com for your detailed written reviews. That's WOGMA.com. Bye and have an awesome day.